size of his unit. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Ah, look at that, right like clockwork. You know, that makes very happy, Michael Hughes.
Without question, that print that was on the cardboard underneath the body of the second victim was, in fact, the fingerprints of Michael Hughes.
Right.
Michael Hughes. Investigators check out his background and discover Hughes has a dangerous past. Hello. And a long rap sheet.
Hello.
He was 6'2". About 220 pounds.
Yep. Wire rim glasses.
Yeah, a history of violence and sexual assault cases.
That's Michael Hughes.
Hughes has vanished. But a fourth victim is suddenly discovered in the same area as the first three.
It's Bill O'Reilly.
Be the
work of the same killer. She was found in a shopping cart.
There are differences. This victim was white and obese. Even so, investigators suspect that Michael Hughes is her killer.
Her killer.
Police go public with Hughes' photo.
We contacted the local media and identified him as a suspect in the murders.
An apartment manager recognizes Hughes as one of his tenants.
Hughes.
And
Michael
calls
Hughes.
Police.
Michael Hughes.
Once again, Michael Hughes has outsmarted detectives.
Not really.
To catch Hughes and put him behind bars, investigators will have to unravel the knots of a key piece of evidence. Police are working 24/7 trying to track down a serial killer. Television reports of the manhunt include Michael Hughes' photo. Investigators take a blood sample from Hughes and compare it to DNA samples found on the victims.
It's not human blood.
But Hughes throws them a curve. He claims he had consensual sex with the four women, and that he didn't kill anyone.
They wanted it.
He was so intent on humiliating his victims that even when he killed a 320-pound woman, he figured out a way to move the body and pose it outside.
What about the vagina?
The manager of the building where Michael Hughes lived could see Michael Hughes with the shopping cart moving it out of the apartment the morning that she was found.
Michael Hughes' motive is never established during the trial.
No,
and his
insanity
plea is unsuccessful.
What? He's nuts.
Within a few days, the jury convicts Michael Hughes and sentences him to life without the possibility of parole.
At CBS.
The Don and Mike Show.
Wow.
Pretty good stuff.
The victim was identified as Checkaway.
You're listening to the ramblings of a moron.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I want to play some tapes, but you're standing there like you want to say something.
It's important they know this. That Michael Hughes tape, you can actually listen to it on the website. DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Yes, sir.
Under viral videos, but because they only had the audio portion of the special, the whole time you're looking at a bobblehead doll of Jesus.
Worth it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I like that.
And frankly, nor do I care to listen to it.
Oh, no, stop it. That was fantastic, Rob, really.
That was fantastic.
Right.
Everybody can suck it.
Uh-huh. That's so gay.
Rich with the aroma of love.
Mm-hmm.
The Don and Mike Show.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Thank you.
There's only one requirement. You gotta be a fat girl.
Yeah, baby. What is that?
Is this another yeast infection?
I guess so. Okay.
Hey, you know, I really, I did this at the beginning of the show, but I have to say it again one
What's
more
that?
Time.
Sure.
Congratulations, Whoopi. I'm so excited.
You should be.
I couldn't be more excited. She's going to wear sneakers, you know. She's not going to wear those heels like the rest of those cows.
Finally, some sex appeal. On
That's right.
Draw some eyebrows on, baby.
Yeah. Finally, the view gets a little eye candy.
Come on, Guinan. Wasn't that her name on
That's
Star
right.
Trek?
Exactly.
The Guinan. Hello.
The Guinan.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
That phonograph record on her head.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. Well, I was just calling about what's the point of the show?
Exactly. Thank you.
It's like that Seinfeld show that they wrote on the Seinfeld. There is no point.
But our show is not as funny as Seinfeld. Obviously.
Yeah, it's pretty gay.
No, it sucks. Like, our show really sucks.
Wait a minute. Did you say the show is pretty gay?
Thank you.
You wrap yourself in the butthole. Have a good night.
And he runs away.
Wait, who is that? John calling from the other room?
Hit and run.
You know, and incidentally, here's a good game you listeners can play at home.
Mm-hmm.
How many hours will it be until John at least comes by the studio today during a commercial break?
It's very dark. It's very dark over there.
It's easy to hide in the producer's room, son. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I see the outline of his head over there. Silhouette.
He likes doing the hangdog thing. Yeah. Like I'm going to feel sorry for him.
Mm-hmm.
Please. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello there.
Remember Captain, you mentioned Captain 20?
Did we mention Captain 20 on today's show?
Hey, did something have to be deleted out?
Well,
did somebody just say something that the
caller who said something insulting to you a second ago?
Oh, that had to be deleted
part
out
of the body.
Ram it in. Yeah, I suppose that is. Yes, that's an act.
Good job, John. You're good on that. Taking away from the show, you're good with that.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't talking to you, sir.
Oh.
He's talking to the guy in the back room who's hiding in the shadows.
Talking to somebody else. And now, sir, you can speak. Go ahead.
Well,
bye.
Oh, I'm sorry. You took too long.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
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 I think you should take Hamburger John and slap him twice about the face like the movies.
Well, he's not trying to escape on a plane, though, to go back to Memphis.
Hamburger John.
Like Elvis.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. If only I could have seen how John would have thrown us under the bus.
Then I picked up the coffee table. Then a little slap. Once.
If only I could have seen. We would have played 48 minutes of straight commercials. Jesus. Hello.
If only I'd have known.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, what's going on? I just happened to step in human waste.
What?
Look at the size of his unit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
There it is.
How did that happen?
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
He was back in the producer's room. It's all over the floor.
But it adds character to the room.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
I'd like to speak to Don.
Yeah, I'm here. Hello.
Call for you, Don.
I'd like to speak to Don.
Yes, right here with all my buddies.
I may not be a smart man, but I know when it's time for a break.
It was a formidable Forrest Gump.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
What did you like? I thought you guys.
Happy birthday to you,
Doug. Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
And that is the same guy that's been doing that for about 5 years.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, what'd you say about ramming in the butt? Because I like that.
No, we don't want any more subtraction.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, what's up?
Hi there.
Hey, go Patton on John. Pull your glove off and slap him in the face.
Oh, like George S. Patton.
You coward! Hey, that's a funny little thought, Rob. What if Patton Oswalt had played Patton?
Hey, no bastard ever won a war.
Hey, Rommel, you magnificent bastard.
I read your book. I read your comic book.
I read your Green Lantern.
That would be it. He would be standing up on the hill. Patton Oswalt.
Rommel, you magnificent bastard. I read your comic book.
He'll love that.
That would be it.
Save that. He'll love that.
Same thing if it was, it's Peyton. Patton. Mm-hmm.
George S. Peyton?
No, too bad it couldn't be Patton Manning. if it was Patton Oswalt doing those commercials that Peyton Manning does.
I understand.
Where he says, if he's 6'4", got a rocket arm. You know the one where he's wearing the wig and the fake mustache?
Exactly. Or what if Peyton Manning was in Patton and he was standing in front of the big American flag but in a wig?
Hey, you know what I just had?
Rommel? You magnificent bastard. I read your playbook.
Or just throw Charles Barkley in there. Rommel, that's terrible.
The hobble.
You know what I just had happen?
Rommel.
I had the ghost vibrate. You know that what they talk about when you get, when you think. You know how when we had the lovely Danica on the show and my phone rang?
Yes.
And it was my girlfriend?
Yeah.
Well, I just got the fake vibration on my leg.
That's
You thought your phone was vibrating.
I thought my phone was vibrating.
It wasn't.
Yes, I did.
Something inside your leg.
Yes, my loins.
Restless legs syndrome.
Your thing.
It's my thing.
Your wet thing.
My wonderful wet thing.
Your wacky wet thing.
Yes, it is.
Your wacky, wily wet thing.
It's right here.
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Radio God.
Yeah, right. That's what it says. Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to make a quick comment. Johnny Norman, with work habits like that, I know a good radio show he could work on in the morning on another radio station.
All right, let's leave it at that, friend.
What an interesting call.
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes, hi.
Next. Yes, it's you, sir. Go ahead.
Waiting on you. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes, we're here. Yeah, Go ahead.
I saw an advertisement and saw your picture on it for the first time.
Yeah.
Got to say, I was totally disappointed.
Yeah, handsome, yeah. Right?
Well, once again, we appreciate the compliment.
Handsome.
Yeah, unbelievable. I expected to see two depraved, disheveled kind of guys. Instead, I see somebody that is pretty much normal looking.
Right.
It's got to be a picture that's 20 years old.
Stunt double, sir.
We actually did it. When did we do that? When we actually sent to some publication male model pictures.
5 years ago.
It was a wonderful little
technique. We did actually have a couple of male models come in and get their pictures taken.
Right. We had a contest where we'd have, who wants to be our body doubles.
Two beautiful young men, and they were shirtless. Yeah. And in the picture you chose, one of them was holding the other piggyback. And you sent it in, Don and Mike, Mike below.
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Hi there.
I was wondering if you were familiar with a local DJ by the name of Chester Chichester.
Chester Chichester. No, what town? What town, sir?
D.C. He's on the one of the
hip-hop stations? Oh, he's
on WPFW.
On an on-commercial station. All right.
Huh. Chester. Might be the best DJ name ever. Chester Chichester.
Now, does he go by Chester Chichester, or is it Chester Chester? Chichester.
He should be.
No, it's Chester Chichester.
Chester the sweater molester. How you doing? Chester molester.
That was one of my favorite cartoons. Oh. You know, who needs little Annie Fanny when you can have Chester the molester?
Hi there, Don and Mike.
They
show.
Don't have that in there anymore, and it wasn't one of my favorites. Yeah. When Buzz goes that's my little alarm. Yeah, I never read it, Buzz.
Good for you,
Mike. Never looked at it before. They discontinued it, you know, because it was too hot for Hustler.
That's hello.
Right. I like rape. I'll make it feel real good for you, hon.
Hold on a second.
Wait a
minute. I'll make it feel really good for you, hon.
I carry a gun everywhere I go.
I carry a gun everywhere I go.
Catching up now.
I'm Chris Hansen, Dateline NBC.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
I like rape.
Oh, come on.
He's repeating now.
Sorry.
Violation.
Why do you favor rape?
Did you see Chris Hansen on the Today Show during the first hour today?
Yeah.
Doing a whole thing. And they set it up just like the Predator show, but it's about people that steal iPods.
So here's the deal. Oh. They have a hidden camera. And they don't even arrest the people.
I didn't see it today.
They don't arrest the people.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a hidden camera in a parking lot. And they show this kid walking past the car. And there's an iPod sitting on the seat.
We left the car unlocked.
Yeah, so the kid takes it. And they pixelate his face. And it's Chris Hansen going, look at this video. You stole the iPod. The kid goes, yeah. And he goes, well, I'm Chris Hansen. And the kid's
so like, he approaches them the exact same way they do with the Predators?
Yeah, exactly.
Except there's no cop waiting outside.
Right.
They just let the kid go.
Well, that's not right. They got to lock the kid up.
It's stupid. He says, do you realize if there was a cop here, you'd be arrested?
You know,
It's like saying, yeah, but there isn't, so I'll see
you. There are certain crimes where you can take that only so far.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, really, I like Chris Hansen. He's been on this show. Really, Chris, you know, be careful, because there are certain crimes where that's really not going to work for you.
You're going to get hurt, yeah.
You only have 12 items in a 10-item lane.
We noticed that these two individuals had walked into a convenience store late at night, both armed with automatic weapons. They'd taken the contents of the cash register, and that's when we confronted them outside.
Who's your daddy?
You know, can you imagine that? You know, they come running out, and they're just about to get into their car. He comes walking around the corner of the convenience store and says, nice night, isn't it? How are you? I'm Chris Hansen, Daylight NBC.
Move your ass, mother effer!
Dot, dot, dot.
But I've got my big glasses on.
Here's a transcript of what you said when you asked the cashier for the money in the cash register. You got a few moments where I can sit? Have a seat. Yeah, sit down.
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
You guys stole my thunder. I was just calling to ask if you guys were going to
indulge in tonight's Chris Hansen's iPod special.
Yeah, I'll watch it, but you know, it doesn't have that same titillation as catching a predator.
No, when you're bringing down a sexual predator and then somebody's stealing an iPod out of an unlocked car.
I mean, like, the guy, okay, let's compare it, okay? It's a guy that wants to have sex with a teenage girl, mm-hmm. or someone goes to their car and goes, oh, my God, I had Dolly Parton's greatest hits on that iPod. Mm-hmm.
Not going to work. Not going to work.
Right. Pixie. Hi there. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
How you doing?
Hey, you guys are great. Hey, listen.
Yeah, rock on, baby. You only rock once.
Hey, Mike, as a motorcycle club member, I just want to remind you that God forgives, the brotherhood doesn't.
God forgives, the brotherhood doesn't. Yeah, I understand.
Think about that creepy bike club you want to join.
I don't expect anything, any of you guys to know what he was just talking about, okay?
No, we don't.
Really, I don't expect you to know the
link. But you know, that's the important
I heard you saying code on the phone.
Yeah.
Were you on the phone with the guy from the bike when you said, I'll stem the rose? Were you talking to one of your biker friends?
You are not supposed to overhear that. And really, I don't want to reveal any initiation rituals that I might be. Now, what is it? God forgives, the brotherhood doesn't.
All right.
Man, that's like, that's kind of the code. I know what he's talking about.
Really?
I'm prepared to make that kind of sacrifice.
My club is like that.
I got a picture for you,
What's
Mike.
Your club?
Oh, it's a secret club. Oh, God. Well, we adopted a highway, though.
The Theater Arts Club.
No, not that.
I thought you meant like the club that you hit carry with.
No, not that club either.
The one with meetings.
Oh, hold on, your other club.
What makes a Nazi?
Right.
How does he get that way?
Right.
Yeah, they're not really forgiving either.
No, but we did adopt a highway.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm the father.
Nothing like that highway beautification.
You're the father of land.
This is his land. The fatherland.
Yes. Yes, father. Way to go, Dolph.
The crooked cross.
The Nazis flew. The hammer and the sickle, too.
Rob now has a road he's keeping clean. Who says Nazis are mean?
How many meetings do you have to go to a year?
Oh, every month.
Every month. Okay, that's pretty strict.
And I bring my nephew, Agard, with me.
Agard.
Hello there. Hello. Oh, goddamn, what's happening here? Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hi, this is Bob. Are you no fool, me cock?
I got a picture for you. What's your...
This is a guy who's trying to do something.
What are you doing?
Delete that out.
Probably. What a shame.
Hello, Don and Mike
Occasionally, show. Occasionally, even the silly ones.
Funny name.
It's very sad that they...
Fill me... Uh-huh. Hello, Don on my show. The guy's first name was Phil.
I think it was perhaps based on the earlier tape you played of the Scottish man with the last name McCracken.
Phil McCracken.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Grease. Stop it. Doug.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Douglas. Don and Mike, how are you today?
Hey, we're doing great. Hey, hold on a second there. Mike, here's a picture I wanted to show you.
Okay.
Our man, Paul Tuttle Sr.,
yeah,
married his girlfriend Beth over the weekend.
Yeah.
You know the girl that she's on the Chopper show all the
time?
Yeah,
and I want to congratulate him.
We really have to put this picture on the Donamike website.com. He wore a black tuxedo, ooh, and he cut the sleeves off.
Of course he did. Oh.
There's their wedding picture. I'm not kidding.
Jesus.
And you know...
you know, the bride looked real pretty in that dress, which was a nice detail. You know what? It's a perfectly normal picture.
Except he rips the sleeves off.
Because of those big arms. I can't fit my arms in the goddamn tuxedo.
I was watching a Chopper rerun today that had, my God, he must have called Mikey a retard like 5 times in this episode. I'm working with a handicap. Come on, you retard.
And doesn't this picture look like it was taken in at his new house, in his new backyard with his new landscaping,
yes,
and his new fountain that he built?
right by that dock, that crappy dock, and by his little farm with his miniature donkeys.
His brand new house with his new tuxedo, and I'm sure they ran in his new limousine. Everything brand shiny new for American Chopper.
The Tuttles. Hello, Don and Mike show. What's happening?
Hey, Don and Mike, how
Hi.
Are you?
Hi, what's up?
You know, I forgot. I was going to talk to you. I was going to ask Johnny Crapper a question or Johnny Norman Bates, but I forgot it.
Yeah, well, you know, we only got about 5 seconds anyway before we go to that fabulous timed commercial break.
Yes, we've been on the clock today.
Spontaneity. We have, Mike, this has to be an everyday thing.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ. I mean, there's no wiggle room on this.
You mean it's not just for today?
It's forever. I am not kidding.
That's more than Mike can bear.
Don't leave yet. We got to break in like 3 seconds.
All right.
Stay with me for 3 seconds, for God's sakes. Hello, Donna, Mike, please don't abandon me.
All right.
Hello.
You guys missed the most famous Patton playing Patton.
All right, go. Who?
Van Patton.
Oh, yeah. Dick Van Patton.
Hey, Rommel.
Rommel, you magnificent bastard. I read your book.
I ate your dog.
Fantastic. Look, Rommel, you can cut through the lines of the German defenses just like I cut through this penny.
Durashears. Hi, Donna Mike Show. Hey, radio show right here, the one you're listening to, the one you just called.
Hi, Mike.
How can we make it easier for you?
Hey, this is Joe from Laurel, another FedEx driver.
Thank you. It's Facebook time, Mike. We're going to learn a little bit about every douchebag that calls us today.
Yeah, how you doing, Joe?
Not too bad. Hey, listen, I don't know if I should try to sue you for a deprivation of comedy or what, because you're retiring. I mean, I can understand your point, and, you know, you deserve it. You guys have been great. Just wanted to thank you for all the years I've been listening.
All right. Thank you. See you later.
Then we'll let you pass on deprivation of comedy.
Bye!
Bye-bye.
All right, so we've been called depraved, though.
Mike?
We have, yes.
Bus time.
This is the Don and Mike Show.